Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The Orthopedic and Spine Hospital with UAMS Health.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feels so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure it's clear.
Yeah, I mean, you could go back and say why you do this or why you didn't do that. Bottom line, the guy on the mound, they got to get it done, or, you know, put somebody away, because that was the problem. So you can say we didn't do a good job of that, or you can say they did a really good job offensively of fighting with two strikes until they got a pitch they could handle.
All right, there you go. That is Dave Van Horn as we welcome you in on this Monday. It is a glorious day. We're on the road today. We'll tell you more about that in a second, but a disappointing day for the pitchers yesterday. Arkansas gave up 5 home runs to an Oklahoma team that's not known for their power, and we'll break it down with Bubba a little bit later. We're on the road today, and we are talking wrestling golf. Interesting. The Little Rock Wrestling Program puts on a golf tournament every year, Pleasant Valley Country Club, an absolutely stunning facility, and we are so glad to be here today. Coach Kelly joining us again, Todd Pierce holding it down back in the studio today as well. And it is good to be back after a week away and plenty to talk about. Softball got some big news, the overall national 5 seed, and they are going to be hosting in Fayetteville this weekend, the NCAA regional, and it's a great opportunity for Coach Dyfel and her team to go to Oklahoma City for the first time ever. So, anywho, it's weird, Coach, because I feel disappointed a little bit in the baseball team, even though they won the series against Oklahoma. Is that strange?
It is strange when you were just wanting to win the series against Missouri. And then I was like, no, we've got to sweep them. You're like, no, we've got to win it. This one, I was like, we've got to win the series against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And you're like, we need to sweep it. I mean, I thought we had it backwards. But
after they had the first two wins, I guess I wanted to sweep. I got a little greedy.
Well,
and
sure.
And the thing is, too, the pitching has been so ineffective at times on guys. And again, Gackel wasn't bad this weekend, but he's just not dominant like we hoped. He might have some moments of being dominant. And Fisher has been a huge disappointment. We'll hear more from Coach Van Horn about him in a minute. But I mean, there are a handful of guys that just aren't getting the job done. Now, the hitters came through in a big way in some timely situations in the second game of the series and had their moments. You know, look, if you score 10 runs, you got to have a shot to win at just about any game. And they weren't really even close yesterday.
Well, the good part, though, and I'm back to being an optimist with baseball, is their bats have woken up.
That's right.
I mean, you can say all you want to. With our pitching with the way the pitching has been this year, we weren't going to win scoring 2 and 3 runs a game. And so now the bats have woke up. We're scoring a lot of runs. And to me, I would have rather seen that this weekend and win 2 out of 3 than just dominantly win 2 games, 3-2.
Yeah.
Much rather have seen the bats wake up.
That's fair. I agree.
And that's going to give them confidence. They need confidence.
I agree. And we're looking for big picture stuff, right? And so, again, the big picture is very concerning in the pitching rotation, especially out of the bullpen, although I don't really feel great about any of the starters outside of Dietz either. But and then the other piece of the puzzle, of course, is, the offense is coming alive. So there's one up, one down, I guess. Today we have I haven't posted yet, but I have an odd question today. I was like, I got to come up with a question. I don't want to ask them, like, how do you feel about the series this weekend? How do you feel about Arkansas making the NCAA tournament? How do you feel about the softball team? They're so obvious. So I thought we'd do a Would You Rather today.
I love Would You Rather.
Okay. Would you rather try to beat an elite golfer in wrestling or beat an elite wrestler in golfing?
Oh, God, that's easy.
Is it?
Yeah, beat an elite wrestler in golfing.
Think so?
It's easy.
I don't know. Some of these, how many golfers have you looked at?
Can you see Hulk Hogan teeing off and shooting anywhere under 100 million?
they're good athletes.
How about Andre the Giant? God,
I don't know. I'll ask Coach Erisman how many of his guys he thinks could shoot in the 80s. And again, I got
to—I don't even think those guys like golf. They're intense.
Some of them do. You got to gauge. Some of them don't. Some of them don't play at all. You can tell. Like, so they'll be out on the holes. That's one of the cool things they do about this, and I think it's a really good opportunity. Every year I come away that I played in this. I can't do it today, but every year I played in this, I come away just so impressed with the student athletes they have. And again, look, you think about a wrestler, and you know, you kind of get a certain. There's a generalization. I mean, that's kind of a. There's a meathead mentality there a little bit.
There is, but there has been for football for a long time. I mean, there just has been those stereotypes.
Yeah.
And, you know, all stereotypes, some of them are true, some of them are not.
So yeah.
It's just like everything else. But yeah, there's a generalization about, but it's not like that at all. We've had the opportunity, I've had the opportunity to interact because Mr. Hatcher plays a big role in their program
right.
and stuff, but interact with those guys. And then, you know, you watch them. I know where they're stationed around. They've got jobs around town working at places.
Yeah.
You go in there, and they're the nicest ones in the crew. They're not. You know, they're the ones that are giving the best service. So,
yeah.
So they're killing stereotypes, but when they get on the mat, I have a feeling it's way different.
I think that's probably true. Well, they are. There's a lot of dudes in this in the mix here.
Would you rather wrestle a golfer?
I mean, there's a lot of golfers I've met that I'm like, I would whoop these dudes if I had to fight.
Oh, I'd like to wrestle a golfer. Don't get me wrong. I just think it'd be easier.
Yeah, I think Tiger Woods might not have in his prime been too much fun to wrestle. But would you rather?
No.
Would you wrestle? And I don't know that I want to wrestle John Daly even in his 50s now.
Now Tiger's strong. John's crazy.
That's true.
You don't want to wrestle crazy.
That's a great point.
He might bite you. Kick you, grab something.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I guess part of it depends on how good your golf game is, too. It's like, and how tough you feel like you are.
Yeah.
Like, you know? Yeah. So, and getting beaten up by a golfer wouldn't make you feel great. There are some guys I think I could handle, though. There are a handful of dudes.
I wouldn't mind wrestling Rory Sabatini.
Rory Sabatini, okay. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Not McIlroy.
Not Roy McIlroy.
I
think I can handle Rory.
No, that isn't who he was dating, the tennis player. Who was he dating a long time ago? Their fiancé, Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
I was thinking Gabriella Sabatini. Gabriella Sabatini is so much older than he is.
Yes.
God, he was dating the number one tennis woman in the world for a while. It was 10, 15 years ago.
20? It's been a while.
Who was?
I was a huge fan.
What was her name?
I can't remember who he wasn't.
She was one, and he was one.
I remember that.
It was really cool.
It was brief.
And then they broke up, and both of their games tanked for a while.
Yeah,
I read about it.
I think he started dating his wife right after that, though.
Oh, he did.
I think so.
And that's why he came back to number one quick.
Well,
she went in the crapper for a while.
A good woman makes all the
Golly,
difference.
I can't remember her name. I was trying to mix her name with his name till like he got whipped.
Who was that? The golfer.
He got whipped by a tennis player. Is what I was going to say.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. I cannot think of her name.
She's blonde.
Yeah, of course.
Caroline Wozniacki.
Exactly.
There you go.
Caroline Wozniacki.
Yeah.
There you go. From the cheap seats. Todd Pierce throwing it at you there.
Nice.
We're going to get a chance to interact with Ryan Silverfield. That is coming up on Wednesday. He's going to be in Little Rock at the Rail Yard. 5:30 is when the doors open. The program's 6 to 7. Tickets are $15 if you want to go meet the coach. He has a private event prior to that I'm going to get a chance, hopefully, to get... to see him speak as well. So we'll see if how the impressions are. When they do these road shows, I'll tell you, it was really impressive. Maybe it was last year, I guess, before Coach Music coached her first game, and she and Coach Cal and Hunter came down, and it was a cool event. But it's amazing when Cal walks in the room, man. He is a rock star. I assume he's not going to accompany Silverfield on this trip. It's kind of a key recruiting week for them, I think. But anyway, he's... He does take a little bit of the pressure off the other coaches because everybody is so excited about Cal when he comes in.
Yeah, I think if I were Silverfield at first, I'd want him.
Yes.
Coming in, taking all the pressure off.
100%. So we got a number of guests today. We'll talk to Bubba coming up a little bit later and get his thoughts on the overall weekend. And I'm sure he'll be very positive. But again, there are some concerning things. You can certainly be happy. Yeah, look, if you give me 2 out of 3 against a ranked SEC team, even if Doe is in Fayetteville, you got to be pleased with that. And especially, I like the way they won in comeback fashion again, showing that they've got some resiliency, you know, in the second game in the series. But, again, I think the pitching staff has been a big concern all year, and it continues to be that case. Chris May is going to join us a little bit later on. He is the director of golf here. He's also the interim general manager because they're in between at this point, which I don't know how quickly they're going to turn that around. My understanding is Chris is going to stay in his current position, but he's just helping out for now. But you would think they'd want a new GM in place, I would think before the Simmons Bank Championship rolls around this fall. But
oh, I think definitely before that.
So we'll talk to him about that. I know he's very, very covered up right now, but I appreciate him coming on. And then we'll have Coach Erisman and some of the wrestlers on throughout the day today as well. And they're always interesting visits, so I'm looking forward to that.
We've got the best view in the world right now. This is
we really
awesome.
Do. So, yeah, they've got they've redone the patio over the last couple of years, and they've got these two gigantic permanent, I guess, umbrellas, if for lack of a better term, that are out over the patio, and then we're underneath the awning here. And
when you say umbrella, it covers up like half of a backyard kind of.
Yes, they're gigantic, they're electric, and they're...
I wish I had a couple of these.
I know, you'd only need one for most people's backyards.
Yeah.
But, the course looks like it's in great shape. I played here a couple of weeks ago. Very, very poorly, but it is such a beautiful track. It's so much fun, so challenging.
It's got so many different kinds of holes.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows it's awesome. It's played here.
So there you go. Want to thank everybody who participated in the Double B's Buzzbecue this year. Again, thanks to Gravely Mowers, Golden Eagle, big hit with them. Brought out a bunch of Michelob Ultra and Bud Light. Oaklawn, also a sponsor. And then Teddy Bear Mobile Mid-South. Gave a portion of their proceeds supporting the Ronald McDonald House, which is the charity of choice for Buzzbecue. And so those of you who took a few drinks and hung out, you definitely helped the cause. And we appreciate you hanging out this weekend. So it was a ton of fun. Weather turned out really good. It was a little warm in the sun, but the shade was gorgeous. We got a little breeze off the river. It was an outstanding weekend. So thanks again to all the participants. And I'll try to hit some of the winners a little bit later in the show. We've got game balls and jock straps to hand out, courtesy of our friends at Acadie's Touch Landscape. I need to call our friends over there. Get some work I need done. We'll hear from Coach Dyfel. I guess we can go no further and talk to her. So, again, Arkansas is going to host this weekend in Fayetteville, and they are set up to host a Super Regional if they advance as well and potentially do something that's never been done before, make it to Oklahoma City. So let's hear a little bit from Coach Dyfel and her thoughts on making the tournaments.
We had the resume that would work us into what we thought would be a top 8 seed. And so, but until you see your name and you see that number, you really have no idea. And so I'm just really proud of our team. And it's always exciting. I will be excited with chills every time. This one was no different. We were really excited.
Absolutely. I'm sure you were. So Arkansas, again, the 5 overall seed, and the top 4 seeds, 3 of them are SEC teams, and the 4th is Nebraska. So Alabama, Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. And, of course, Arkansas has played well against the top seeds that they've faced this year. So Arkansas will play 4:30 on Friday. It's on ESPN+. They're going to play Fordham. And then the other part of their bracket is Washington and South Florida. And that'll be at 7 o'clock on ESPNU. The only downside for Arkansas playing early is, of course, you don't get the good TV slot. But more importantly for Coach Dyfel is you play early, you get a little more rest for day two. And then there's a best of 3 once you get to that point after things get sorted out between the two teams. Let's see here. Other side is Arizona, Marshall, Howard, and Duke. So they'll play the winner. They'll host the winner of that regional if they win out, of course. So hopefully it works out. Let me see here. I may have misspoken there. I want to double-check my format here. Double elimination, 4-team double elimination, and then this. Oh, and then the super regional is best of 3. So I was misspoke there. Yeah, so it's just like the baseball format. So 16 winning teams advance, and again, the higher seed will host. So you double elimination in the opening part, and then you move on from there. Who is the most famous coach, most famous person that played at Fordham?
Of any sport?
Any sport.
President?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't know.
He's one of the. I would say he's one of the top 10 most famous people, maybe in sports. He's certainly a top 5er in football.
I don't know.
Who are the top 3 NFL coaches of all time in your mind?
Right off the top of my head, Don Shula.
Okay,
Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi is exactly right.
Okay.
He played on the offensive line at Fordham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, back in the day. Here's your little trivia for the day. That's all I know. I don't know anything else. Okay. What else did I miss this weekend? Did you guys talk last week while I was gone about Coach Cal and his take on the NCAA tournament expansion?
We did not.
Most of us are against it. I think all of us are against it for the most part.
I'm all for it. I'm kidding. I don't care. I see kind of fun to both sides. It'll water it down, obviously.
Yeah.
But there's more and more schools that are becoming, I think, slowly but surely, Division One or whatever they call.
Yeah, Division One.
Yeah.
Division basketball?
One, basketball, yeah.
You
know, because there's FCS, FBS.
Well, there's no subdivision, of course, in basketball. They're all Division One.
You know, Donald Trump begs to differ on your Fordham thing, by the way.
What'd he say?
Well, he's the most famous.
He graduated from Fordham?
He did.
Hmm. Okay. I can't really argue.
Donald Trump is the most famous and only U.S. president. It's an alumnus.
Okay.
How about that?
Let me see. What's it say there? He attended Fordham for 2 years, studied econ before transferring to the Wharton School.
He just went to school there.
He didn't finish there.
For 3 years, 64 through 66.
He got his bachelor's degree at Wharton, though, it sounds like.
Yeah, Wharton. Yeah.
Wharton School at Penn. Not a bad school either. Other U.S. presidents? Oh, no other U.S. presidents attended Fordham. I'm going to stick with Lombardi.
The only other ones were through honors. I mean, you know, one of those deal.
I got you. Anyway, back to basketball for a moment, but thank you for the drop in there. It's basically he's concerned about it. You know, the fat cats, which is what we all think, are the ones that are going to benefit. And his point is, and I think a lot of people feel like this, if you're going to extend the opportunities for smaller schools, then fine. But most of us are afraid it's just going to be more big conference schools that get in. And again, I think it's so unique with the NCAA tournament. I don't know that it's that important who gets in. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I think everybody loves the drama of the tournament. And admittedly, like a Florida A&M is not going to draw the same way as Florida does. But I do think there's intrigue because everybody loves an upset story.
Let me get this point of view from a smaller school.
Okay.
When I was at PC.
Okay. That's Presbyterian to you and me.
Yeah. When I was down there, I try not to say the whole word. When I was down there, the baseball team made the NCAA tournament that year.
Okay.
Played Vandy in the first round, which was, you know, so they were a low seat. That school, those people around there went nuts.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big deal. And it subsidized the baseball program for the rest of the year and a couple of other sports.
Yeah.
So it's partially for the schools that if you could make sure it doesn't just bring more big schools in and you really somehow allocated, hey, we're going to give four extra bids to non-Power Four schools.
Yeah.
Then it would have some meaning to those teams because they're playing their butts off. And right now, look at this year. Look at like A-State and those teams. They're like, if we don't win our conference tournament basketball, we don't get in.
Right.
Right? And that's tough, especially if you ran through your conference.
Right.
And then just happen to lose in the tournament. So if they could somehow allocate that, it means a ton to these schools. It means a ton to these fans. And then we've seen how some of these small schools get in and just play their butts off. Belmont almost beat Duke way back in 2004 or 5, and I'm really aware of them because we had a kid from PA, Will Peoples. He's a doctor here now. He was playing there, and they lost to Duke by like 3 points in the NCAA tournament, had a shot to win the thing.
Yeah.
So it means so much. I've got to see what it means to the people, and it subsidizes a lot of these programs. So that's why if you could keep it that way, that's the positive. But I do certainly, of course, get Cal side.
Well, and again, you've got a handful of 15s beat twos, and you've had a couple of 16s beat ones. I mean, so to say that these teams aren't relevant is not true. And again, if they're playing well, like to your point, you know, they get in because they had a great regular season, but they just missed out on their conference championship. That's a bummer. And so maybe they do deserve an opportunity. You know, basketball is a little bit weird, not quite as weird as baseball, where just about anything can happen. But it definitely opens some doors, maybe, and gives some smaller schools opportunity. So his whole thing is, here's his quote, "If we were to expand, my hope is that at least half the spots are held for non-Power 4 schools. If they do that, we're making the decision for the right reasons." And I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I think that would add a lot more intrigue, and I think people like me would be more accepting of them expanding the tournament if you said we're going to do non-Power 4s for four of these slots.
I think so, too. And that's how I'm for it. I'm not for it if they're going to give it to anybody they want.
So, I mean, the bottom line is the committee that makes the recommendations push this through, and it's moving forward. So that's going to be, whether you like it or don't like it, that's going to be the case. If you want to join us today, 501-661-1037, unless you guys change the number while we were gone,
which I don't think you did.
I've got one more idea on that.
Okay, talk
what
to me.
What if in the non-Power 4 conferences, they could make, if you're in your conference, it would actually genuinely make you pull for each other out of conference, which you ought to be doing anyway because it increases your power ratings. If Pepperdine goes and beats Oklahoma or Arkansas during the basketball season, and then you play them in your conference, it helps you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if they did some sort of a rating, you know, what if they did some sort of a thing where they took all the Power 4 non-conferences, and throughout the season they rated them power ratings of their play outside their conference in, and then they said, our four awards are going to go to the... We can give it to one of two from that conference. It'll be either the conference tournament runner-up or the overall outright conference winner if they didn't win their tournament. That'd be a cool thing to do. Now you're thinking, okay, we could have a run in the tournament. You know, if you won the conference, you don't have to win your tournament for sure. If your conference was the one selected, and by the same token, everybody's battling once they get in that tournament still because you could still be selected as a runner-up, and you just got to pick four. So you're not going to pick a bad, you know, a conference that had a bad year. You're going to pick a conference that probably two or three of their teams beat Power 4 teams during that, and that gives them a little more shine. I think there's a way to do it mathematically and with an algorithm that would make it everybody happy, including the tournament people, because they would still be selecting competitive teams.
That's fair. I like it. I'm glad Cal's weighing in on this, though. And again, it's easy to say. I don't know. I guess it would be easy to just say, hey, you know, these bigger schools play better schedules all year. And you know, look, we're finding more and more common where teams are complaining, like, we can't schedule games. And I've seen that at certain schools. Like, it's tough. Yeah. They call around. They're trying to get games. And these D1 schools are like, what the hell am I going to play you for?
Yeah. We're
going to play a team that's in the 200s of the net ranking, like, we're going to get a team that we think we're going to destroy, not a team that's going to give us a good game.
Yeah.
We're not trying to lose these games. We're paying you to come here and lose, sucker.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to play Butler about
no doubt.
7-8 years ago.
Yeah, and before Gonzaga became Gonzaga, there came a point where there's a tipping point where it was like, I ain't playing schedule these dudes.
Yeah.
What's the upside for us?
No way.
All right, let's hit a break. 1027, Coach Erisman's here. We'll talk to him on the other side of the break. And we've got Bubba coming up a little bit later. Red White Report, thanks to UMS Ortho Now. Lots and lots to get to. Let's get to it. This segment is brought to you in part by our friends at the Arkansas State Police. And it is click it or ticket time again, Coach. Did you know that the national seatbelt use is, or the rate is 92%, and here it's about 80% in the state of Arkansas? I literally don't know anybody who doesn't buckle their seatbelt anymore. Are you one of those?
Well, if I'm on a trip right around on the inside of a town, sometimes I don't. If I'm going to get
you
on
mean the area
freeway,
where most accidents happen? Yes, go ahead.
No, they say that because most of the time you're within a few miles of your home. That's why that's the thing. I mean, I'm not 100 miles away. They can't. It's never going to be. You have most accidents 100 miles away from your home. You're only 100 miles away from your home like 1% of the time, maybe.
Yeah, but the further you get away from your house, the more likely you are to be going at a high rate of speed.
But the freeways are way safer than the city streets. But here's why I
don't. The Arkansas State Police is not a fan of Coach Kelly's take on this matter.
I know, and they're right. I should. There's no question I should. I've did driver's ed for a long time. I've seen the pictures. I used to get the ambulance people out and have them show the pictures to the kids and scare them.
Yeah,
but there's the. It's just, to me. It's
hey,
a
buckle
little,
up, will you guys?
Here it is.
Listen to this guy.
Here it is.
What a loser!
Back.
Am I right?
Listen, you're right. I'm telling you, you're right. Back in the day, the same thing with motorcycles. They made them wear helmets.
Yes.
They went all the way to the Supreme Court.
Right.
And they won because they said the only people we're hurting is ourselves. It's really the same thing with seatbelts, but we know car companies and insurance companies lobbied and got the law that way, and nobody's ever challenged it. They shouldn't challenge it. We should wear seatbelts. But if I don't want to wear my seatbelt from my house right over here to PV, I mean, that's not that bad. Now, if I get hurt, I'm going to butt my head, break a bone or something if we have a wreck over here going 25 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on me, right?
Yeah.
Insurance companies just don't want to have to pay for it when you do.
Boy.
But I am right. You're right. We should. I'm buckling up. I'm going to go a month straight, never not buckled.
Seatbelt use saves nearly 15,000 lives a year and prevents a lot of significant injuries that would have occurred otherwise. And I've always said, if you're sitting in a hospital bed and you're missing a body part or you're brain damaged, which you may already be, because you didn't wear a seatbelt and buckle up when you could have, you're going to feel pretty stupid, aren't you?
I want my son and daughter. If this tells you how important, my son and daughter better be buckled up.
Okay, there you go,
My wife better be buckled up.
Coach doesn't care about himself, but he cares about everybody else, and I care about everybody, including you, Coach. Buckle up. It is the law. Click it or ticket. It's a message from the Arkansas State Highway Safety Office.
Only if I'm under 30.
What are you driving these days, and what's your license plate number? I want to give him a heads up.
I only do it if I'm going like on a side street.
We'll be back
35.
In a minute.
That's okay, baby, because in time you will find me.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
The number 18 Arkansas baseball team worked its way back from an early five-run deficit Sunday, but ultimately fell to number 21 Oklahoma 15-10 at Baumwalker Stadium. Oklahoma's offense rattled off 13 hits, including five home runs to go with seven walks. T.J. Poppy's two-run single in the bottom of the sixth tied the game at 7-7, but the Sooners responded with seven runs in the seventh inning to pull away. The Hogs will take on the Kentucky Wildcats to end the regular season starting Thursday night. Another game Sunday involving in-state Division I teams, the Little Rock Trojans pounded out eight doubles and three home runs while rallying from several deficits to beat Tennessee Martin 16-14. Arkansas State dropped its home finale to Texas State 15-9. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Looking for burgers, barbecue, beer, bourbon, ball games, and brunch? Look no further than Ouachita Bar & Grill, 915 Central Avenue in beautiful downtown Hot Springs. Ouachita Bar & Grill, family and pet friendly, with indoor and outdoor seating available. Bingo Bango Brunch, served on Sundays from 11 till 3, with live music Thursday through Saturday. Take a look on Facebook to see what events they've got going on this week, and join the fun at Ouachita Bar & Grill, Central Avenue, downtown Hot Springs.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury.
Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance.
During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. 501-381-5228. Call now. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and Genwell Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You are back in the zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio.
All right, we are back at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Justin Akre, who wears his seatbelt 100% of the time. Neil Arisman, who wears his seatbelt
101% of the time.
101% of the time. You got like five kids, so you got to make sure to set a good example. How many you got down?
Six.
Six kids. I missed one. Sorry.
You got six kids?
It's hard to keep up.
You need a bus.
Hey, we've looked
into it. You got a bus license?
CDL? I've looked into 15 passenger.
Yeah.
It's crazy expensive. Buses
they are crazy
out of the,
expensive. They are
out of the range.
And then Kevin Kelly, who was at 46%.
I'm 97.8% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Coach, thanks for having us back out again this year. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no, grateful to have you guys here. It's always good to have you, and it's always fun to have you guys out here. I wish you could play this year. But
I know. I've got a lot going on right now, unfortunately. We're trying to hire people, and I'm catching up from a week in Mexico, so I feel kind of guilty, but if I play golf, so got too much to do.
Hey, at least your tan's good.
Mexico did you good. Seriously, you look good.
I feel a lot better.
You really do. You look relaxed.
I got a massage for the first
time. You're all stressed out. You hadn't yelled at anybody today. Well, you kind of yelled at me a little bit, but I mean, normal
people. It's for your own good because I care about you.
I know you do.
You're my next co-host.
I know you do. Thank you.
After this current co-host, whenever we announce that, you're the next guy. After that person leaves, you're in. Because you'll be done coaching by then.
Okay. I'm circling.
How many years?
I'm circling. I don't know.
You might be able to take my spot.
I don't want your spot. If you're not here, I'm not here.
No, what a pro. Did you see how fast he answered that?
It's good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're not here, if you're not here, I'm not here.
Well, nobody knows how
long.
Are
you saying I'm getting old?
No, I'm just saying you won enough already. Let somebody else have a chance.
I've got tons of years left if I want them.
Yeah.
How many? I'm
56?
Yeah, 56.
Hey, you got a lot of years left.
Thank you.
You coach one of your 70s.
I really am 56, but I feel like I'm probably 40.
How old are you, Coach?
38.
38 years old.
Way by those a long time ago.
Well, the good news is he's got a bunch of kids that'll help take care of when he's older eventually.
Listen,
but you got a long way to go.
We've been in diapers for 14 years.
It's amazing.
We're like 2 years away and we're gone.
He and his wife both look like they're in their early 30s too. They're doing well. It's amazing.
I don't know how with six kids.
I don't know if that means, like, do those kids 90. Keep you young or do they just tire you out? I mean, what do you think?
Both.
Both. I mean, you know, you get strong carrying them around and then you get worn out chasing them and trying to get them to do what you say. But in the end, like, they bring a lot of joy and a lot of fun. So it keeps you young and keeps you happy.
What's your age gap?
14 to 2.
So you get the older ones policing the younger ones now, or you're at that point now, at least?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, you can't spank their butt. That's not.
Yeah.
I know they deserved it, but you got to stop doing that.
But are you at the point yet where you can leave the kids with a 14-year-old yet?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's nice.
My 12-year-old daughter will run the ship if we're gone and take care of everybody.
I love it. Like,
I think that's one of the good things that can teach, is they learn what real responsibility is. You know, the dog's one thing, but the little sister, little brother, that's another.
They don't have any, like, fake understanding of what relationships are like, and you know, that's big. And then the responsibilities help them a lot, help them grow up quick. And you have not because you ask not around our house. Like, if you don't ask for it, you ain't going to get it. So they get in there and fight, and they figure out how to make it happen. And I like it. You know, it creates some independence, and it's been fun.
I have friends who are young parents, and I'll tell them, I'm like, there's these stages you go through. Like, we're out of diapers. Oh man, it's so nice. And then it's like, when you can leave the kids at home without a sitter, you get to that one checked off, it's like then you and your wife can have some normal, like, you know, it's like you get to be spontaneous again. It just completely changes your situation. You're like, you want to go to dinner tonight? Yeah. Hey, kids, you're home. Bye. We're out.
I'll tell you another game changer, that this should increase the value around all schools of property. We started moving to our we moved close to our school so our kids could walk to their practices.
Ah.
So, you know, because there's so much carpooling for soccer and for football and basketball and all that stuff. I'm like, let's move to the school. Our kids can walk to school and they can walk to practice. Game changer, because then you're not chasing kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you want
to walk down there and watch them, you can. If you got something to do, you can get there a little late. You don't have to worry about getting them there on time. It's their job to get there. So that's a game changer, too.
It's a great
My
idea.
Wife's been trying to talk me into that.
Yeah.
She's like, we need to move right over by the school.
Your kids are, you probably have a lot of activities going between that many kids. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine. Let's talk about what's going on with your guys at the Trojan wrestling team here, and you said Stephen Little's going to come on this a little bit later, he's virtually a household name now. I mean, he's been here for so long and so good for so long, but we'll visit with him and some of your other guys. What are they doing this time of year? What's going on with them?
So we just finished season. We finished top 25 again. You know, Stephen Little became a three-time All-American, which is the most decorated athlete in Little Rock school history. Took third in the country. And so, you know, super pumped for him. we go right into Olympic style. So we just got back from the U.S. Open, got the World Team Trials at the end of the month. And then after that, there's kind of a break. It's camp season. And then they go home for a few weeks in July, and then we roll right into preseason.
Gotcha. And did most of the guys stay on campus through the summertime?
Yeah, so all of our guys stay here until mid-July, and they go home for about 3 weeks. And it's just not a sport anymore where, you know, if you're not acting like a professional, you're gonna fall behind.
Yeah.
And it's not a missing out thing. It's just a consistency. Small little games every day make a big deal instead of trying to come back at preseason and make up for 2 months.
Right. So, what's this tournament do for your program?
Man, it brings so much value to our program. You know, just from a operational standpoint, it helps us keep coaches, help us with travel, you know, equipment, things like that. But I think more importantly, it's the relationships. I think we have a lot of people who support wrestling that come to this tournament, and it's a way to keep them engaged throughout the season. You know, season's over, we move right into the off season. It's a way to keep them updated on what's going on and excited about the future. And it's been a really, really cool atmosphere for us.
Absolutely. Neil Erisman's joining us, the Little Rock Wrestling head coach. We're here for their golf tournament, which is a little bit odd. We asked Coach earlier about would we rather wrestle a golfer or play golf against a wrestler. And you said you got a couple of guys who are pretty good sticks.
Yeah, they can swing it. I got a couple that have played in high school, and then, you know, Stephen Little and Kale Keck have a standing tee time every Wednesday. They play.
I love that.
That's usually our day off, so they've gotten pretty good. I know they have a little team scramble out at Burns, you know, once a year, and they have a competition, so
it's fun.
I imagine that, you know, there's not a lot of rules being broke there or bent when they play. But
well, Coach and I disagree on this issue, and I got to see a beefcake wrestler or beefcake golfer that I don't think I would rather wrestle than play golf against one of these guys. Although my game is not really very good right now, so that's part of it. If I was feeling better about my golf game, I might go the other way. But
I just think if you look at those, I'm thinking all WWE guys.
I'm gonna look at
these guys.
If there's a 240 pound golfer at Little Rock that I'm not aware of, then that may be a different deal. They're actually at their conference. Is it men's and women's in Tallahassee, Nate? Just the women? What are the men doing? Okay, Wake Forest next week. Yeah, they've had a great program. They've had a really good run. But anyway, we'll delve into that a little deeper later. So,
yeah, I think you'd be fine against, you know, a golfer, especially if you got someone coaching you up. You got a wrestling background. You know, you've seen it a lot. You'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to look at this roster and just see if there's anybody I don't think I can take. There's a guy named Vigo. I don't know. Oh, yeah, sounds like a guy I won't mess with. But he's from Finland. This is probably, I'm finding out one of these guys are like, you know, like 5'9", a buck 08, and he's going to... Oh, there's a 6'4" golfer from England.
I don't
want to
call him out, but I want that guy.
You want the kid from Fayetteville?
Yeah.
Red South with his little mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Red South, you got a good-looking mustache,
Which
buddy.
One you want?
I want him also, actually.
We didn't say it was a tag team match.
What are
we
doing here? It's a handicap tag team match.
If we do that, I really like our chances. That's cool. So what? You guys have a raffle going today, right?
We do have a raffle.
Is that just for the golfers or people outside can participate?
That is everybody.
Okay.
People outside.
How do they do that?
That's a great question.
Okay, thank you.
Check our social media, our X, our Instagram. We'll have it available on there. You can go on. We have lots of cool things. We have you can get a full set of irons in the raffle, custom fit.
Okay.
So Titleist, Callaway, and Ping.
Nice.
So really, really nice stuff. The guys were all mad because I won it last year, so I had to give it away.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Oh, I felt bad. And then we have some memorabilia that we're going to have. We're going to have a Stephen Little signed poster. And then we're going to have a singlet signed by two of our All-Americans, Matthew Bianchi and Stephen Little. And then we have a wrestling day experience where you come in, you get mat side seats, you get like a sweet feel, you get food, you get to go watch us warm up, you get to watch us make weight, you get to watch us do all the fun stuff. So,
I'm looking through your Twitter account. I'll find the details on this for sure.
Well, I'll have them posted as we speak.
Okay, cool. All right, let's see what else I was going to ask you. So. So people who participate, I guess, or you have teams typically, or people that come as individuals, or what's the deal, or some of both?
So we mostly have teams, businesses that come to support, a lot of families, a lot of people that know wrestlers, all over the country. We have a team. We have a family coming from the state of Washington today to play golf
all the way
here in Little Rock. So,
wow, that's cool.
Pretty cool. We do have some individuals, but for the most part, it's teams.
You know, with basketball, we talk about this, and certainly with the college football realm, it's a big deal. When your team makes it into the tournament, are there financial ramifications for your team making it to the NCAAs? Is there any benefit to the school?
No, that's the beauty of wrestling. We don't do it because we get paid, right?
I got it, yeah.
You know, making
we just need to work on our TV contract, I guess.
That's right. The way I look at it is, The NCAA tournament starts with 33 people, which they have one wrestle-in match. So you kind of start in the round of two, mm-hmm. or the second round, the round of 32, like you would in basketball. So you're kind of already one ahead by just making it to the tournament, and it's an incredibly hard thing to do. Making the NCAA tournament's a big deal, and so
how many Division I wrestling programs are there now?
I think there's 85 now.
Okay,
so once you make it to the tournament, to become an All-American, like, you actually have to wrestle that out. That's not like something where you have a whole group and there's a vote.
There's no committee.
And, yeah, you know, it's not like, well, Justin loves Little Rock and, you know, you love Little Rock, so this guy's going to get in. Like, mm-hmm. you got to physically go out and fight someone and earn it. I think that's the beauty of it.
I love that. So I was going to ask you, too, I guess, about there's individual competitors, right? And it's just like, because I was looking at the golf situation. You know, Arkansas is going all the way out to Corvallis, even though they're one seed, which is weird.
Yeah.
But the individuals can qualify, right? And then also you're trying to win a team championship, too.
Correct. Yeah. So it's based off, it's kind of a three-tier system. I won't get too deep into that. That'll be confusing. But you basically earn your way throughout the year, and you allocate a spot for the conference. So, you know, 157, us three wrestle 157. Two of us meet the criteria to earn a spot. You have to finish top two at the conference to go.
Okay.
So
then you get to compete in the Nationals.
And then you get to compete in the Nationals.
Okay.
And then you score, the way you win your matches, you score team points for the team as you advance, either through the front side or the consolation side. So
you don't get, like, teams that qualify. You have to qualify as an individual, and then your points go towards a team total.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Gotcha. That's interesting. So it's like kind of like track and field.
Yeah, very much like that.
Okay.
My favorite thing maybe about wrestling, tell me if I'm wrong on this, because I've always thought maybe I'm wrong. I was, when I first brought wrestling to Pulaski Academy, I had to coach them for two years, I think. And my favorite thing was that if two kids in the same weight class wanted to be the, you know, you got to wrestle one of them, they just wrestled. And whoever won, you know.
Yeah.
I'd have somebody come in and judge it, and it wasn't me. And I'm like, well, they beat you. I mean, they're in. And it's not the same in other sports. It's subjective, right? I mean, I'm going to play who's the best. And sometimes it's clear cut, but who's the best right guard out of these two guys? Who's the best quarterback out of these two guys? You know, but wrestling and tennis and golf, it's clear cut. Go beat the other one.
Hmm.
And you're only. Or is there ever a time when you know we're wrestling somebody, and this guy that we're playing, this guy that we're competing against, he's really good in this class at this. The one that could win head up is not the best one. Does that ever factor in?
I mean, it does, but, you know, there's a lot of directions I could go with that. You know, it's not always about beating your teammate. It's about beating other people. And sometimes when we go to events, we have two guys at the same weight, and you have a guy like maybe you beat me every single time in the wrestling room, but you're not winning out there and I'm winning out there, right? So you do have a little bit of that element. And, you know, you also have the element where you know the guy's better for the culture.
Yeah.
You know the guy fights harder. And
so there's still a lot of subjectivity in there.
There is, yeah. But in the end, when it comes down to it,
yeah.
And you're going to conference and you don't know who the guy is, you say, all right, there's the mat. Let's go. Let's figure it out. That's the cool part.
Yeah. Does that go on through all through the year? Do you have competitions throughout the year for a certain weight representation?
Yeah. I mean, we've had times where we've had to have wrestle-offs, like two or three wrestle-offs, to see who goes to the Pac-12 tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a tough time because, like, my freshman year, I was the starter, and I won my wrestle-off, and then coach just said, hey, we're going to go with this guy.
Even though you won it.
And I won it handily. So, you know, that's always a tough situation.
Was he right?
I think he was right because the guy had some experience, he had some knowledge, and he'd already had one pretty good win, which the way that it fell in the brackets really put him in a really good chance to go to the national tournament. So,
did he make it?
Yeah, he did. He did well, too. You know, do I believe he was 100% right? No, but I can see his thought process afterwards.
Gotcha. Let me get a call in here from Gary real quick, Coach, and then we'll hit a break. We'll come back with the raffle information, too, if you want to participate in that.
Yeah.
Gary's in Conway. Welcome, Gary. What's going on?
Hey, Justin, did you happen to see the story in the paper this weekend about the new billionaire that's going to build a nuclear plant?
You broke up a little bit. The billionaire that's going to do what?
The pavilion they're going to build in the art. Musicians, have you seen that story in the South section this weekend?
I'm having a hard time making out what you're saying. You're breaking up a little bit.
Did you see the story in the South section about the pavilion they're going to build in the Argenta Plaza?
Oh, the pavilion, yes. I did see that. Actually, there's a. I think there's an unveiling or something today. Yeah, 2 o'clock maybe.
Yes, I was going to tell you that's my first cousin, Kevin Cressy's vision. You should have him on your show again. Talk about it.
We should get him on again. Okay, I appreciate that, Gary. Thank you for holding on and letting us know about that. I got to be honest, Gary. We just, not a good connection. But thanks for the heads up on that. Kevin Cressy is incredibly talented, and that's awesome that he's doing that. Coach, thanks for having us. Got to hit a break, and we'll talk to some of your guys coming up.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Very good. Thank you. All right, we're going to hit a break. It is 10:49. We're a little behind here. Kevin Kelly's here, Justin Akery, and Todd Pierce holding it down back in the studio as we head in. I want to tell you about our friends at Burroughs and Mr. Franks. And I should have stopped by there before I went to Cancun. I could have got me some new sunglasses. I should have done it. And before I head to Orange Beach, I think I'm going to pop in there and get me some of their awesome sunglass options. They have a lot. And they've got some brands you're not going to find anywhere else, and that's what's unique about this place. And they've been doing it for a long time. It's an iconic spot over in the Heights. And if you need new eyewear and you want to set yourself apart from the crowd, you go to Burroughs and Mr. Franks. Pretty simple. You don't become iconic any other way. You have brands that nobody else offers, like Cartier and Gucci and Salt and State Optical. They've also got the Zeiss lenses, which are the best you're going to find. And again, you're only going to get them over at Burroughs and Mr. Franks. And they also do the fitting and lab work right there in their own store lab. Josh does a great job. He and Nicole and their staff do a phenomenal job of getting you sized and set up and get everything set up perfectly for you so you can walk out of the store looking great and feeling great as well. Also, the Zeiss lenses have the special properties that help protect your eyes from the sun and light. And they've got lenses for heavy computer use and competition if you're a person that's a sportsman and you need some glasses for that. They got everything you want to wear. So, and some unique brands, as we mentioned. And for sunglasses, same deal. 5901 R Street in the Heights. Go see our friends over there. Great service. And certainly what sets them apart, incredible options as far as brands go that you're not going to find anywhere else. It is Burroughs and Mr. Franks. It's 10:51. We're back in the zone. We'll wrap up the first hour after this.
Heartland Rehabilitation and Care Center in Benton proudly offers compassionate and loving care to our veterans, meeting the unique needs of every veteran who calls Heartland home. Visit HeartlandRehabCenter.com.
Welcome to Moe's. Everyone knows that coming into Moe's for our Mo Monday special is the best deal in burritos. But what about those other 6 days? Well, let me introduce the new Mo Value Meal. Junior burrito, side of queso, chips, salsa, and a fountain drink for only $9.99. And the best part? It's available all day, every day at Moe's Southwest Grill. Now here's my daughter, Andy Kate, with a special reminder.
Remember, kids eat free on Sundays. Welcome to Moe's.
Burroughs and Mr. Franks is a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. They're family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you can't find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier, Gucci, Salt, and State Optical. Plus, they have all their lenses from the high-tech lens crafter Zeiss, who make lenses for cameras, telescopes, microscopes, and yes, glasses. These are found only at Burroughs, and they do all the fitting and lab work right in their own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. They have more inventory than anyone in Arkansas. Hawks Homes is celebrating its 40th anniversary this month. In honor of that, Hawks is selling a home at $39,995. Hawks has other specials going on, other models as well. Be sure to take advantage of this great deal. Only lasts the month of May. We also offer custom-built manufactured and modular homes. 1 to 5 bedroom homes that can be built to accommodate your needs. Check us out at Conway and Bryant with over 65 models to choose from or go online at hawkshomes.net.
The after-season clothing sale continues at Fort Thompson. Tons of clothing marked down to 50% off. Also, check out the new spring hunting and clothing items arriving daily. See you at Fort Thompson's in Sherwood.
In the Zone, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio with your host, Justin Akery, on the Buzz Radio Network. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay.
10:54, Justin Akre, Kevin Kelly here at the Pleasant Valley Country Club. We missed you at BuzzBQ this weekend, Coach. Would have been fun. Just watching a video of John Daly playing shirtless with no shoes on. This is from a few years ago. But his brother Jamie was in good form this weekend. We got to hang out with him, and he cooked up a ton. It was I don't use this lightly, but it was Jennings Osborne-ish, the amount of food that he was doling out. They did this barbecue spaghetti. I mean, he was serving up like full chicken quarters and giving them to people as wow. their giveaways. And then they had some ribs that were great, so had a lot of great competitors, a lot of fun.
I'd like to have been there. I was in Fayetteville. My daughter graduated college this weekend.
That's important. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
How nice. What's she going to do next?
Industrial engineering.
Ooh-wee.
Whatever that entails.
Then she going to do master's program?
No. She's already got a job.
Okay. All right.
Already got a job. But baseball's up there this week. It was a festive atmosphere this weekend in Fayetteville.
I bet it was.
I can tell what his jock strap might be later.
Mine?
Had a hotel issue?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Break. That was a debacle. That's the worst hotel I've ever stayed at.
What is it?
It had diarrhea on the bathroom walls.
Okay.
Dried up.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Got a suite. Got there.
I ordered all
they had on there was suites. Suppose it was a suite. And I ordered a queen suite with a queen bed. Got there and she said, I don't even know why we advertise that. We don't have any queen beds in the whole place. And I'm like, what? And now limited because I'm a procrastinator and I waited, but got there. They wouldn't give my money back. I checked out anyway, just said keep the money. And then I got mad and took to Twitter or X to have a conversation with Hotels.com and them. And Hotels.com, I'm proud to say, finally gave me my money back.
Good.
And the place wouldn't have anything to do with it.
I don't like dealing with third parties if I can help
it. I don't either, and that was my mistake.
I've booked through Hotels.com. I've not had a lot of issues with it, but it is always worrisome to me. I'd much rather book through a direct.
I've had a lot of success with them and earned some points with them and was doing that kind of thing. And then maybe that's why they ended up taking care of me. But there's nothing worse than a bad hotel.
Now there aren't many things that are worse.
Because I'm already scared of the floors. Like, I won't touch the floors.
I know.
I'm thinking about throwing away my shoes that touch the floors in that hotel.
I think that's a bit
excessive.
It was
so nasty.
Well, I mean, you walk around on the ground outside.
I know, but I like the ground. It's not nearly. It's at least it's natural. There were diarrhea on the walls, Justin. What do you think's been on that floor? Evans Dietz just gave us walked in on the back half of that conversation.
Yeah, that's tough. Some time to walk in.
Bad place to walk in, yeah. Food time.
Congrats to your daughter.
Thank you.
From the 501, Akre, my prediction about last week was totally wrong. That's right. I own it. Overall, last week was grueling and miserable without you, so welcome back. I don't believe that a bit, and I appreciate it.
We missed you.
Thank you.
Tremendously.
I appreciate Trey, Reed, and RJ, and Coach, and Todd. And Chris Kane and Christian had a melange on Friday. He had Philip Martin up there, and I don't know what happened to Pigskin, but apparently his kid just showed up in his stead. I don't know what the deal was there. But
Pigskin had a funeral
to preside over a funeral or something like that, yeah.
So he just gave us his kid instead?
Well,
the next time I take a week off work, I'm going to have my kid come up and fill in on the show and see how that goes.
Well, I would say whoever you had me with, Trey and then Christian, both of them did a magnificent job. They weren't you, but they did
yes.
a good job.
Trey I knew would be good, and he was chomping at the bit to do it, so I appreciate that. Who books hotels on hotels.com? Well, apparently millions and millions of people, actually.
Yeah.
Is there anyone get into a discussion about how there was diarrhea on the walls? Yeah, you know what? We're going to spend a little more time on that in the next hour, so stick around.
Tough.
This person also was talking about Whataburger, and that's sad. Did you see the news that Feltner's is going, they're done?
Yeah, and it made me go eat at Feltner's brother's Whataburgers while I was up in Fayetteville. Awesome.
Justin was almost beaten up by a caddy and a golfer all in one. No, I got trash talk for being loud by a caddy, but if there came down to a fight, I like my chances.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and